The second parak continues talking about when we have mixtures of various kinim, obligations of bird offerings. Mishnah Aleph is going to start off when we just have one ken. It's a ken stuma. As we've said in the past, ken stuma means somebody is designating two birds but has not designated within the two which is going to be the chatas and which is going to be the ola. And one of the birds gets lost. It takes off. So we have this ken stuma, two birds, undesignated. Sheparach mimena goza lavir, and one of the birds took off and we can't find it. Or sheparach lebein amesos, or it went and joined together with other birds that have to be let to die, as we saw in the first parak Mishnah Beis. O shemes echad man, or you had these two birds and one of them died, you yikach zug l'sheni, you can simply take a second bird and couple it with the first bird, and now you have your ken stuma, that you can bring as a korban. Now we're going to get a little bit more complicated. We have that initial ken stuma, we're going to call that group number one. That ken stuma is one ken, two birds, and one of those birds flew into a second group, and we're going to just assume for illustrative purposes that second group has two kinim, which four birds in it. So parach lebein akrevos. If we had that ken stuma group number one, and one of the birds flew or joined together with a second group that were designated to be brought as korbanos, also they are ken stuma. There are four birds in two sets, and they have not been designated either. So the klal here, and this is going to be very important for our entire parak, pasul, that means that when that bird goes from group one to group two, it is going to disqualify one of the birds. So right now we're assuming that it is left. It was two originally in group number one and four in group number two, and we had one bird go from one to two, group number one to group number two. So there are five in group number two now. Pasul means it will disqualify one of the birds. That means you can't bring all five in group number two. You can only bring four of them. And in addition, uposalecha kenegdo, it also invalidates one bird from the group that it left, meaning group number one. So the result here is as follows. From group number one, we had one bird leave and one bird is left. That one bird that is left is disqualified. Why is it disqualified? Because the concern here is that when we would bring, if we would use one of those birds, that remaining bird in group number one, and get a couple with it, so to have two birds, we don't know which is if we can bring it as a korban ol or chatas, because the bird that went from group number one and joined group number two, we don't know, it got all mixed together. We don't know if it's going to be brought as a chatas and ola, and you cannot bring those two original birds from group number one, cannot be brought both as chatos and both as olos accordingly, because we don't know the use of that bird that joined group number two. We cannot use the remaining bird in group number one. Accordingly, it says it's possible when the bird joins group number two, it invalidates one in group number two, such that we can't use five birds in group number two, only four. Uposol echad kenegdo, and it also invalidates that remaining bird in group number one. So this is the general rule. Shagozal aporech pasul, when you have a bird leaves one group and it joins another group, it invalidates a bird in the group that it is joining. Uposol echad kenegdo, it also invalidates a bird in the group that it left. So at the end of the day, in our example, for group number one, we cannot use any of the birds. We can't use the remaining bird. And in group number two, four are used, but not all five. Mishnah Beis will apply those concepts that we just saw in Mishnah Aleph. Ketzad shtei nashim, this is our illustration. We have two women, each bringing a ken. Lazeshto kinim or lazeshte kinim. Each is actually bringing two kinim, which means each is bringing four perds, two pairs for each of them. So we have equal amounts. We will later get on in Mishnah Gimel to when people have unequal amounts that join together. So here we're going to keep it more simple, although it's not simple. So we have two women, each has two kinim, each has four birds. Parach mizo lazo. Again, we have two groups. We'll call it two groups. Originally, group one had four birds and group two had four birds. And we have one bird go from group one to group number two. So we're left with three birds in group number one and five birds in group number two. And accordingly, to apply the rule that we saw in the prior Mishnah, when that bird goes from group one to group number two, it's going to invalidate one of the birds in group number one, such that we can't use all three birds. We can only use two of the birds. And also when it arrives in group number two, so now there are five birds instead of four in group number two, and it causes an invalidation of one of the birds, such that we can only use four birds in group number two, not not all fibers. Accordingly, it's parach mizolazo. If it flew from group number one to group number two, posolachad ba'alicha, so it will invalidate in each of the groups when it transfers from one group to the other. It will invalidate one of the birds. Chazar, and if it went back, and accordingly, if it went from group number two back to group number one, again, it will cause an invalidation. When it leaves, it will invalidate another bird in group number two, such that we now have two invalidations in group number two. When a bird arrived and a bird left, that's two invalidations. So now we are down to using two birds in group number two. Why? Because we had four birds that was left. When the bird went back from group two to group one, we had four birds and we had two disqualifications that remained there. Accordingly, only two birds can be used. And back in group number one, again, two invalidations, we can only use two birds as well. So the net is we can only use two birds of the original four in group number one and two birds of the original four in group number two. What happens if this happened again and again? Birds now at this point going back and forth, parach v'chazer between group one and group number two, there are going to be no further invalidations. Lo hifsi klum. And the reason is it's because based on what we saw in the first parak, Mishnah Gimel, when we have equal groups of kinim that get mixed together, the bottom line is you can use half of the birds, and of that half, half of those are going to be for chatos and half of them are going to be for ola. So in other words, a quarter of the total is going to be for chatos, a quarter of the total is going to be for ola. Same thing is going to be here. Shafila hen mu'uravos. Even if everything got totally mixed together, ein pachos mishayim, we're not going to be limited. We're going to be able to use a minimum of two. That it means two birds in each group. And that is the situation here, that we had four birds and four birds. So what minimum is, we're going to be able to use two birds in each group, even when they fly back and forth together, because even if they were totally mixed together, we'd still be able to use two birds in each group when each woman started out originally with four birds. Mishnah Gimel is now going to talk about when we have groups of kinim that are of unequal amounts, and it's going to be fairly complicated, so we'll do it outside first, and then we'll be able to fly through inside the text of the Mishnah. So we're going to talk about seven different groups of birds. And each group, when we say group one, it has one ken, which means two birds in group number one. And when we say group number two, it means that it has two kinim in it, which means four birds. So that's going to be the same. Group one to group seven, if we can envision, group one is on the right side, and group two, three, four, all the way going on the left side, and group seven is all the way on the left side. So we're going right to left. And what we're going to have is one bird is going to go from group one and go over to group number two. And it gets mixed in. We don't know which is which. So now we started with two birds in group one. We started with four birds in group number two. So now the result of one bird going from group one to group number two is we're left with one bird in group number one and five birds in group number two. And if we apply the rule that we saw in Mishnah Aleph, whenever a bird leaves a group, it leaves a disqualification in the group that it left from. And also when it adds to a group, it causes a disqualification in the group that it adds to. Accordingly, when we have that one bird go from group one to group number two, it's leaving one bird left in group number one. That bird becomes disqualified, as we said before. And when it goes to group number two, we have five birds. It's causing one disqualification, such that only four birds can be used in group number two. And when that bird, a bird, goes, we don't know which one, but one bird goes from group two to group three, now we're going to have another disqualification. So when group two, we are left with four birds. Now one came in, one left. So we're left with four birds, but two disqualifications. Why two disqualifications? Because when the bird came from group one to group two, that's one disqualification. And when the bird left from group two to group three, that is another disqualification. Accordingly, of the four birds that we had left in group number two, we can only use two of the birds. And the same is going to apply when a bird goes to group three and four and five and six and all the way up till seven. Each time a bird comes in and a bird leaves, we are going to have two disqualifications, such that, for example, when we have group number four. Group number four had four kinim, starts with four kinim, that was eight birds, and two of them get disqualified, such that now you can only use three kinim, six birds, and not the full eight birds. Now, what's going to get really complicated is when we get to group number seven, the bird is going to return and go back from seven to six to five to four to three to two and to one. And that is going to cause the process all again. Every time you have a bird leave and a bird arrive, they're going to be two disqualifications. So accordingly, let's just take group number four as an example. Before, we said that we disqualified an entire ken. We started with four kinim, and when a bird came from group three to group four, and then went from group four to five, we had two disqualifications. Now on the return trip, we have a bird arrive from group five to group four, another disqualification, and group four to group number three, another disqualification. That's a total of four disqualifications of the eight birds. Now we are only able to use, of the original four kinim, only two of the kinim, only four of the birds of the eight. And that applies to all of these, with the exception of group number seven. And that's because group number seven is on the end, so it doesn't have so many birds coming in and going out. All it has, we start with seven kinim in group number seven, that's 14 birds. It has one bird arrive from six to seven, and then it has one bird on the return trip go from seven to six. Accordingly, we only have two disqualifications of birds in group number seven. That means, in the end of the day, after all the birds going on the departing trips, all the way from one to seven, and the return trip from seven to one, we're going to have two birds disqualified in group number seven. Seven, not four like everything else, almost everything else. Now we'll leave aside group one for now, but we will only have two birds disqualified in group seven, so it's going to go from seven kinim that we can use to six kinim, and the rest of them are going to lose two kinim because they have four disqualifications, which disqualifies four birds, which is two kinim each. So let's get into, before we get into it, we're actually going to see this process happen, the flights, the birds going from one to seven and seven down to one. We're going to see that actually not just one time, the departing flights and the return flights, but we're going to do it three times. Three times, in other words, three times departing and return. So it's six flights total with these birds going back and forth. And what's going to be interesting is that we're going to lose two of the groups each time. So for example, when we talked about that on the first flight, that group number one, when one bird leaves group number one, goes to group number two, it disqualifies one of the birds. Group number one is automatically locked out at that point. It has no more qualified birds. Group number two, because it started with four birds, it has two birds disqualified on the departing flight, and on the return flight, it has another two birds disqualified, and accordingly, it is left with no useful birds. So when we have our first flights through, we disqualify group one and group two totally. And when it comes to the second pass through, when the birds go, they're going to start from group three and go from three to four to five to six to seven. And then the return flight, we're going to be disqualifying group three and group four as well. They will have no more birds left. And then on the third trip through, we're going to disqualify groups five and group six. Let us see in the text of the Mishnah. Hopefully it becomes even clearer. Lazo achas, lazo shtayim, lazo shalosh, lo arba, lazo chamesh, lazo shesh, lo shesh sheva. That's our seven different groupings, going from right to left, one grouping, one cane, one pair, two, three, four, five, all the way up to seven. And now we have the bird that's going to go from group one to two, and another bird, or the same bird, they all get mixed up, we don't know, is going to go all the way down the line. Parach min arishon l'shni, l'shlishis l'revila, chamish l'shishis l'shvis. So we have the birds go their first departing flight, going from one to two, all the way up to seven and chazer, and then the bird came back from seven all the way down to one. What happens is posel echabach lichaso vechad bachaziraso. Each time you have a bird leave one group, and each time a bird arrives in a new group, it disqualifies. There are two birds disqualified in each time. So when it leaves, there's a disqualification, and when he arrives at its new group, there's a disqualification as well. Accordingly, harishona vashnia einam klum. Group number one and group number two, after the birds have gone from group one to two, three, all the way to seven, and they've returned, we have now disqualified group one and group two totally. Arishon aveshnia ein lam klum. Hashlishish yesh la'achas. The shlishish originally had three useful kinim, but because two full kinim were disqualified, because we had four psulim, four birds were knocked out, so we had original six birds in group number three, we're down to two usable birds in group number three, that's only one ken. Hashlishish yesh la'achas. It has one pair left in group number three, and so too all the way up to number seven. Haravish yesh la'shtayim. The fourth group has only two usable kinim, that's four birds. V'chamishi shleish la'shalosh, and the fifth one originally had five kinim, now it's down to three kinim. Hashishi shleish la'arba, and the sixth one started with six kinim, now it's down to four. And hashvi shleish la'shesh, and the seventh one, as we said before, it started with seven kinim, 14 birds, and now it's down to six kinim, 12 birds, because it only had two disqualifications. When a bird arrived from group six to seven, one disqualified bird, and then when it went from seven to six, another bird, That's a second disqualification. So only one ken was knocked out of group number seven. So that's where we are right now. We've gone through one pass, one full return trip, departing and return. And now we are going to start going the birds again. This is our second trip. And it's going to start with group number three, a bird, because we've knocked out one and two. So a bird from group number three, which originally had three kinim, and now it only has one ken, is going to go from three to four, to five to six, and the return trip. It goes as follows, parach v'chazer. A bird went from three up to seven, and seven down to three, and returned. What happens? So it's going to be the same thing. It's going to disqualify every time a bird leaves one group. There's a disqualification in that group. And any times it arrives at another group, it's going to disqualify another bird. So the net of this is when we have the second pass departing and return flights of these birds, hashlishis varvis in the klum, the fifth group and the sixth group, they have nothing left, no usable birds. Hachamishis, the fifth group, that originally after the first flights it was knocked down to three kinim, now we're knocking it down another two kinim, so yesh achad, it only has one usable ken at this point. Hashishis, the sixth one, that originally had six kinim, and then it got knocked down on the first flight of the birds to four kinim, now yesh lashtayim, it only has two remaining kinim, and hashvish, yesh achami, chamesh, and the seventh one is down to five kinim that were usable. Parach v'chazer, now we're having the third trip, with the departing and return flights, parach v'chazer. Now we're starting at kain number five, because we've knocked out in the first pass kinim number one and two, and the second pass kinim three and four, and now we are starting with kain number five, the third departing flight. Chaz, parach v'chazer, it went all the way from five to six to seven, and seven to six to five. In return, pos alecha b'achlichaso, the same phrase that we saw two times before, the prior flights, it disqualifies a bird when it leaves, and it also disqualifies v'echad b'chazirah, and it also when it returns. So in other words, each time it leaves, each time it arrives, then you have two disqualifications. Hachamishis v'ashishis, the net here is we're disqualifying the fifth group and the sixth group. Ein lahem klum, they have nothing left usable. And hashvish leishah arba, and the seventh group, it gets one other cane knocked down, because again, we had one bird go from six to seven and seven to six. That is two birds that got disqualified, so we are now down to four useful kinim. In other words, we had one kain in group number seven disqualified for each of the flights. It went from seven to six. It went from seven to six to five to four. And now we have a different opinion. Yesh omrim hashvish lo hifsida klum. There's an opinion that on this third return flight, it's not going to lose another kain. It's going to maintain its five kinim. Because as we discussed before, why would that be? The concern here is that if we use a bird, let's talk about that we saw earlier in the parak, that we have a bird go from one group to group number two. Our concern is in using the bird in group number two, we don't know if we're going to use the bird. If we could use the bird in group number one as a chatas, then the bird that went to group number two would have to be the ola or the reverse. So that's why we disqualify the bird in group number one. We can't use it at all because the bird that went from group number one to group number two got mixed in and we don't know which bird it is. Accordingly, we're not going to be able to use the bird in group number one because that would disqualify all of the birds in group number two. So here in this situation that in the third pass through, we had a bird go from seven to six. What's your concern that you may be using if you bring the one in seven as a chatas or an ola? We're concerned that you may hurt the bird, the group that bird flew into, group number six. You're not using group number six anyway. It's been totally disqualified. So we don't have that concern. Accordingly, the birds all can be used as they had before the flight from seven to six. So we should be able to use all five kinim as we had before and not have to drop it down to four kinim. In any case, vim parach mibein hamesos lekulam harei kulam yamusu. This is a general klal. It's not exactly related to the Mishnah, but it says that if you have a bird that was in a group that was already invalidated, they have to be let to die. If any one of those birds would go into group that is still active, that would cause that active group to become inactive. All of the birds there would have to be put to death. That is a concept that we saw previously in the prior parak, that whenever you have a designated bird and it goes into an undesignated group, you have to let all the birds die because it's already been designated. Whenever you have a designated bird and it mixes with others, you don't know if it's a chatas, you don't know if it's an ola, once they become mixed together, even if you have 10,000, if you have, for example, one chatas joining with 10,000 olas, you have to let all of them die. So that would be the same situation here. So if any of the birds went from an invalid group to a valid group, you'd have to let that now invalid group, it invalidates that group, if they would all have to be let to die. Mishnah Dalet, we are talking about now a new concept. We have a Ken Stuma that we've been talking about. That's going to be our group number one. That is, somebody has two birds, but hasn't designated which is going to be the Ola, which is going to be the Chatas, and it mixed in Viken Mefureshes, and we have a Ken that somebody, this is group number two, somebody designated not only the two birds, but designated within that group, which is going to be the Chatas and which is going to be the Ola. And what happened was, Parach Mina Stuma, the Mefureshes from group number one, the Stuma, one of the birds went to the Mefureshes, to the group that was designated. So group number two, you're going to have to let all of those birds die, because we're talking about a situation that where the person had designated an Ola and Chatas and got confused, doesn't know which is the Ola, doesn't know which is Chatas, and now we have one of the birds from group number one join them. All of them have to be put to death. But what do you do with group number one? We had one bird from this Ken Stuma leave group number one. So Yikach Zug L'Sheni, just like we saw in the first mission in this parak, he's just going to take another bird for that group number one, and not a problem. You have a Ken Stuma that can be used. What happens, Chazar? We had the situation, same as we started with, that we had one of the birds go from group number one, the Ken Stuma, into group number two, that Ken Mefureshes. So we said group number two, all those three birds have to die. What happens if one of those three birds went back to group number one? So we'd say the same thing now to group number one, all of them have to be let to die. Or a different situation, but similar, Shaparach Mina Mefureshes Rishon, the situation here is that we had the Ken Stuma, we had the Ken Mefureshes, and instead of a bird going from group one, the Ken Stuma, to the Mefureshes group number two, we had the reverse, that one of the birds went from the Ken Mefureshes to the Ken Stuma. Again, we're going to have the situation, our Kulan Yamusu, all of them in group number one as well, have to be let to die. Mishnah, another interesting situation. We have a Ken Stuma, and let's envision it that that's in the middle. So we have two birds, they haven't been designated, which is going to be the Chatas, which is going to be the Ola. And then we have somebody who had designated for Ken and had chosen which is going to be the Chatas and which is going to be the Ola. And we have it as follows. We have the Ken Stuma, two birds in the middle, and we have the designated Chatas bird on the right side and the designated Ola bird on the left side. So we have a total of four birds. The Stumas are in the middle, and the designated ones, the Chatas is on the right, the Ola is on the left. Mishnah says as follows, Chatas Mikan, the Ola Mikan, the Stuma Bamsa. So we have a Chatas on the right, so we have the Ola on the left side, and we have the Stuma, the Ken, the undesignated pair in the middle. Parach Minam Emsa Letzanim. What happens if one of the birds from the middle, the Stuma, went to the side? So they actually both, we had two in the middle, and one went to the right, joined the Chatas, and one went to the left, joined the Ola. Echad Helaf, Elech Elech. One went to this side, one went to that side. Lo Yisiklum, you didn't lose out anything. Why? Because now on the right side, I have a designated Chatas and a bird that wasn't designated. And on the left side, I have a designated Ola and a bird that wasn't designated yet. So not a problem. I can use the birds on the right, both of them for Chataos, and both of the birds on the left for Olos. Not a problem. El Yomer, you just say this. Zesh Alach Eitzel Chataos, this one that went to the right side to join the existing Chatas bin. Chatas, I'm going to use them all as Chataos, and Zesh Alach Eitzel Olos, the one that went to the left that joined the Olos, I'm going to use all of them as an Ola. Not a problem. However, the complexity happens, Chazar Lehemso. What happens if one bird from each of those sides, so you had the Chataos on the right side, the Olos on the left side, and the middle area was now empty, we had one bird come from the Chatas bin and one from the Ola bin, and now they're in the middle, joined together, and we don't know which is which. We don't know if which is a Chatas, which is an Ola. Maybe they're both from the original Stumim. No clue. Chazur le'emtza hemtzayim yamut. We have to let that little group die because it could be that one is a Chatas and Ola. Elu yikru v'chatas, and the ones on the right, not a problem. They don't have a mixture, so they can be used as Chatas. Elu yikru v'los, and the ones on the left side, they can be used as Olos. So it's only the middle ones that are problematic. But what happens is, Chazar Mina Emsalatzadim. You had those two that got mixed together in the middle. You don't know which is a Chatas. You don't know which is an Ola. You don't know what's going on there. So they have to be let to die. And they now complicate our lives, and they go from the middle, and one goes to the right to the Chatas, and one goes to the left to the Olos. At this point, Hare Kulan Yamuso, everything has to be let to die. Why? Because it could very well be that the Chatas bin on the right side has an Ola in it that came from the middle, and the the olos on the left side, it could be that there's a chatas there. When we have a mixture of that, they all have to be let to die. Now we're going to have a new concept, another halacha here, that we've been talking about bringing these pears, these kinim, and in fact, you're allowed to bring a bird offering from two types of birds. One is called a torim, a turtle dove. The way to remember that is both start with a T, or a tough torim, turtle dove. And the other type is a b'nei yona, a pigeon. So you're allowed to bring from a torim, you're allowed to bring b'nei yona, but within a can, within a pair, you have to be consistent, either both turtle doves or both pigeons. Ein mivin torim keneged b'nei yona, v'lo b'nei yona keneged torim. You can't mix and match, you can't bring a tor and a b'nei yona, you can't bring a b'nei yona, a tor. Within a pair, you have to have either both torim or both b'nei yona keitzad. So let's spell this out a little bit, because if that sounded simple, it's not as simple as that. Ha'isha she'evia chatasa tor. If we have a woman who brought a tor, she brought a turtle dove as her first offering, ba'olasa b'nei yona, and thereafter she brought an ola, and instead of bringing it from a tor, she brought it from a pigeon, a b'nei yona, she is going to have to re-bring that second offering. Tichpo v'tavi olasa tor. She's going to have to bring her korban ola a second time, and it's going to have to be a tor, just like the chatas was. How about the reverse order? Olasa tor. Initially, she brought her korban ola from a tor, from a turtle dove, v'chatasa ben yona, and thereafter she brought her chatas from ben yona. This is going to be a little surprising, but she's not going to have to rebring the first one. She's not going to have to rebring the second one. She's going to have to rebring the first one. She's going to have to rebring the ola. Tichbo v'tavi olasa ben yona. She's going to have to rebring the ola and bring it to match the chatas that she brought second. The bottom line of the Tanakhama is that whenever you bring the chatas, it doesn't matter you bring the chatas first or last, your ola has to match what animal, what bird you brought from the chatas. So even if you brought the chatas second, but you brought it from a second bird, you're going to have to redo the ola that was done first, because the ola has to match the type of species that the chatas was from. Ben Azai disagrees. Ben Azai Omer, Holchim Achar Rishon, you always go after the first. So if the first one was a turtle dove, the second one has to bring a turtle dove. And if the first one was the opposite, you always have to match your first bird. Whether you brought an ola or chatas first, the second one has to be the same type. And if you brought the second type of the different species, you're going to have to rebring the second one. Now we have a third halacha in this Mishnah, Ha'isha she'evia chatas umesa. If we have a woman, she brought her chatas, she was bringing a ken, one is going to be an ola, one is going to be a chatas, and she died right after bringing the first of them. She brought a chatas first, and didn't bring the ola. So these have different functions. The ola is a gift to a Kaddish Baruch Hu effectively, but the chatas is to act as a kapara, repentance for a sin. So because she brought the chatas first and then passed away, yavio yorshim ola, so here yorshim, those who inherit her can bring the gift, the ola, even though she is no longer extant, she is no longer alive. However, the reverse is not the same. If she brought ola samesa, if she brought her ola to Kadosh Baruch Hu, the gift, she passed away, lo yavio yorshim chatasa, her yorshim cannot bring the chatas there afterward. There's a concept that's spelled out by the Bartanura, the heavy chatas shemetu baale, when you have a chatas and the baalim have passed away, that chatas can no longer be used. Another concept here, similar concept, there's no chatas la'achar misa, because the function of a chatas is to bring repentance. You can't have repentance brought via a korban after somebody passes away. Repentance can only be when somebody is alive, not after death. Accordingly, the yorshim can no longer be the chatas, so that is what will be. The ola was brought, and the chatas can no longer be brought, because he passed away before the bringing of the chatas.